Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-948-6519. 800-948-6519. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-948-6519. 800-948-6519. 800-948-6519. That's 800-948-6519. NMLS number 1136.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
As the announcer dude just said, yes, this is Into Tomorrow, and yes, I am Dave Graveline for the weekend of June 1st. 2018. We always use the Friday dates going into the weekends. Many of our affiliate radio stations around the country air the program on Saturdays, some on Sundays, many on both days. So the Friday dates make the most sense each weekend. Glad to have you with us. Erasmo in the control room. H working with the show out of New York these days. Glad to have those guys continuing to be involved. And here in the studio,
Chris Graveline.
And Eddie Palermo.
All right, very fine. And of course, we want to hear from you. Nay, we need to hear from you. Because you make the show, your calls, your participation, and we've got an extra special reason all summer long, but don't wait because the good prizes go fast, for you to call in and participate. And you wonder, in our 23 years on the air, what might that be?
The Cool Into Tomorrow Hot Summer Giveaway.
Oh, yes, indeed. Well, keep in mind that as you hear us mention some of these cool prizes, and by the way, we only have time to mention a few right now, so do stay tuned and we share the others with you. Make sure that you tell us one or two of the following items that you might like to win. No promises, no guarantees. There's our little asterisk. But we'll do our best to get those items to you. For example, among other cool things, we've got...
From EasyViz, we've got many home cameras, including a Husky Wi-Fi outdoor camera and a mini 360 Plus pan and tilt Wi-Fi indoor camera.
Y'all, they sent a plethora of goodies.
They also have a mini Opink Wi-Fi indoor camera with two-way audio and a mini Opet Wi-Fi indoor pet camera.
Yeah, and keep an eye on your pets, too. From Nohira, IQ Buds Boost, personalized and optimized earbud hearing experience. These things are worth $500 each, and we've got some for you.
From Hilby, we've got some Gobi 2s. These are the first band with 100% automatic calorie intake tracking.
Ooh, okay. Watch your calories.
Yes.
Oh, these are $200 a pop, and a bunch of goodies from Dynatrap.
Dynatrap also brings a DT600, which is a safe, silent, simple mosquito trap. They also come with a fly light indoor pesticide-free bug trap and a DT1050, which is half acre of mosquito coverage.
Wow, so if you got those kind of bugs that we do during the summer bugging you here in Miami, we've got you covered with a bunch of cool stuff.
From PhotoPro, we've got a UFO2 flexible mini tripod that locks on any surface or pole. PhotoPro X-Pod, this is a mini tripod with a built-in power bank for camera or LED light, among other things.
Yeah, they've set several other things. From A10, how about a UH3230 USB-C multi-port dock with power charging. Are you ready for the value of this? $321. Whoa.
And we also are bringing into you HZO, a protected Motorola Bluetooth headphones.
There you go. We've got, and that's just some of the cool things we have to share with you. You want to stay tuned because we'll share more with you throughout the show. And from now through the summer, that's why it's called the Cool Into Tomorrow Hot Summer Giveaway. But don't wait. If you hear anything we mention, again, no promises, no guarantees, but we do our best to fulfill that. So Eddie and the Prize Closet team are in charge of that. So be nice to them when you answer your little survey and say, please, if there's anyone of fill in the blank left, I'd love to have one of those. We'll do our best to get them to you. Meantime, some tech news and commentary, and then we get to many of your calls that automatically, right now, as of this week, qualify for these summer giveaways.
Wondering what MoviePass is up to lately? Buying a movie production company, apparently.
Oh, like they have the money for that?
Yeah, well, MoviePass's parent company and majority shareholder, Helios and Matheson Analytics, announced its plans to acquire the entire film library and current production slate of Emmett Furla Oasis Films, or EFO Films.
Never heard of them.
In order to create MoviePass Films, LLC. Helios will own 51% of the new company, while EFO Films will own 49%. EFO Films' library includes titles like Lone Survivor, Broken City, Rambo, the Amityville Horror, Escape Plan, The Frozen Ground, and they've got upcoming titles that include Two Guns, Escape Plan 2, Escape Plan 3, and a movie based on the game Asteroids by Atari, among others.
Wow, okay, so we may not have heard of the company, but we certainly have heard of a lot of the titles that they own.
Yes. And so now MoviePass will be the majority shareholder owner in this now new film company.
You know, because I've heard MoviePass is trying to buy theaters or theater chains because they want to make sure that their MoviePass members can use those theaters and try to make things up. But they're just going through millions of dollars. Like crazy. It, you know, must be nice to have that, but they're just running through it like running water.
Well, and this might give them another revenue stream so that maybe they can afford to keep their app going.
Well, I hope for their sake. Amazon admitted that Alexa device recorded the private conversation of a Portland, Oregon family. You heard about that? And then sent the audio to a random person on their contact list. Amazon said they are investigating.
And so they are.
So today's tech news, we have Apple is pushing technology to the next level with security to unlock your phone. Coming out for the iPhone 11, which is thought to be coming out during next summer of 2019, it will implement a new type of security to unlock your phone, known as Vane ID.
Vane ID?
The whole purpose of the Vane ID, right? Crazy.
So I mean, we have, you know, your eyes, your face recognition, fingerprints, now veins?
Veins. Everybody has a unique structure of veins inside their body. No, it will not harm your skin. It will not give you any cancer. It won't hurt you. It will simply just scan a laser through your arm or wherever you want the security of your vein structure to be.
Your varicose veins on your leg. Oh, yeah, that must be her. Okay, unlock.
And boom, it'll unlock your phone right away. This also prevents from twins using each other's phones and unlocking them. Yeah.
Good point, because facial recognition. Twins can oftentimes fool the phone or any security device. But you have your own veins.
Yeah, everybody has their own unique vein structure.
Interesting. Wow, that's going to be something that you might want to be looking ahead to. Speaking of Apple, ahead of their big worldwide developer conference next week, Apple drops a little software update. It's all about HomePod with multi-room stereo, trying to compete with Sonos and others, and messages in iCloud. So do you have iOS 11.4 yet, you iPhonies?
Yes, we do.
Yes, you do?
Got it yesterday.
I think so.
Yeah, okay. Do you have the new Into Tomorrow app yet? Oh, no. That's coming. That's but it'll be compatible with iOS 11.4, of course.
That's correct, yes.
Oh, good. Eddie and his team are working on that, and just stay tuned for that detail. I'll have to give him a prize. Here, you can have this pen if you get that.
Woo, wonderful.
I'm telling you. It's an Into Tomorrow pen. Yeah.
Combined with the old Into Tomorrow notepads. What was it used to tell people? It's the Into Tomorrow analog PDA.
That's right. And it worked well. A lot of people wanted the analog PDA.
Us old people know what a PDA is, but young people...
I'll bet Eddie doesn't even know what PDA stands for.
You're right. What is it?
It's not public display of affection.
No, not public display of affection. No, in this case, it's personal digital assistant. Which
fancy.
Before smartphones, you see, we had like Palm devices. And yeah, well, there you go. Your smartphone is your PDA.
We used to have two devices, a phone and then a PDA that did everything else. But the phone was just a phone. If you can imagine a time when a phone was just a phone.
But not just imagining putting it all in one.
Yeah.
Well, because he's way too young to imagine a time when a phone was only a phone.
Yeah.
Probably doesn't even know what rotary dial means.
That's true.
No, of course I don't.
Oh, okay. All right.
You spin a finger, you spin a number.
Oh, my gosh.
I can go way back to dial-up. You remember dial-up internet?
Of course. Oh, my gosh. So he's as young as I know he is, but he's not as old as I am afraid, or young as I am afraid, because, yeah, he knows what dial-up is, as I've been scrambling for the dial-up sound effect. Which isn't it. but I thought, well, it might have been fun if I had gotten there fast enough. But we all remember dial-up, so you don't have to worry about that.
Citizens of Papua New Guinea are about to get a month-long digital detox from Facebook, whether they like it or not. Papua New Guinea's communications minister, Sam Basil, told the country's Post Courier on Tuesday that Facebook would be banned there for 4 weeks, providing an opportunity to identify fake profiles and work out how to prevent the spread of pornography on the platform.
Whoa.
He said, this time will allow information to be collected to identify users that hide behind fake accounts, users that upload pornographic images, users that post false and misleading information on Facebook, and Facebook to be filtered and removed. Basil also suggested that the country look to build its own social network for citizens to use instead of Facebook.
Oh, well then. Good luck with that. They want to compete with Facebook.
Yeah.
As does half the planet, and it doesn't happen.
But that also makes you think, you know, you think you can do for a month without Facebook?
I could.
It's being forced upon these citizens. You know, they don't have a choice. You know, it will be banned for a month.
So anyway, on their first day of the new European Union GDPR, Facebook and Google, the two companies who had done the most to prep themselves in the run-up, but who were also the most likely targets of these new regulations, were hit with a combined $8.8 billion in lawsuits relating to alleged GDPR violations, filed by Austrian privacy activist and longtime critic of those companies' data collection practices, Max Schrems. The lawsuits seek roughly $4.5 billion in damages from Facebook and $4.3 billion from Google. Schrems, in an interview with the Financial Times, says that the new policies and products that both companies rolled out didn't go far enough and still leave them in violation of GDPR. You know, all the emails that most of us were getting the past week or so. In particular, he points to the way they obtain consent for their privacy policies by asking users to check a box in order to access their services. He says that's a very normal and popular way for companies to get users to opt into a service, but Schrems complains that he argues the point that it forces the user into an all-or-nothing situation, which is true. If you either accept or you don't accept. If you don't accept, you can't use it.
You can't get what you want.
Yeah, period. That's the way that goes. And he says that in and of itself is a violation of GDPR's policies around particularized content. Or consent, I should say. Particularized consent. That's a big word. So whatever that means. Apparently, he thinks they're violating it. So $8.8 billion. Lawsuit. Now, who knows? Could be thrown out altogether. Or the European Union joins in with him and says, yep, violations. We shall see. Stay tuned. Joe in Gladewater, Texas, listens on KTBB, big station, AM and FM, out there, out of Tyler, Texas, as a matter of fact. Hey, Joe.
I made a mistake a while back and opted in to being a beta tester for iOS. Oh. And sad thing is, I only have one phone, and doing it on one phone can create some problems. And it's crashed my phone several times here of late. Is there any way to roll back to a stable version and then opt out of any new updates on beta? I sure would appreciate the help. I'm about ready to throw this phone out the window, and that would not be a good idea. Thank you for all you do. I love your show.
Well, thank you, Joe. We appreciate the love. My first, of course, being an Android, I'm surrounded by iPhonies, but being an Android user, my first suggestion would be just get an Android. And you won't have that problem unless you opt in for similar kinds of things. Boy, the dirty looks I'm getting from everybody here in the studio. Well, that's not the answer for him.
You know, that's kind of like some other shows that, you know, say that, you know, the answer to all your computer problems is just reformat.
Yeah, well, that's different. We don't do that. But Joe, in reality, we do feel your pain. iOS is nice and stable when it's released, but the betas can be full of bugs. There was one a few years ago that allowed people to use the camera, but it wouldn't save the pictures they took. Lots of crashes and incompatibilities are not uncommon in all kinds of beta tests, but certainly with Apple's iOS, people encounter them a lot.
And of course, that's the nature of any product on beta, obviously, but for something as essential as our phones are to our daily lives, it's a bigger problem. We've become very dependent on our smartphones, and having them suddenly become unreliable is a big problem. Fortunately, there might be a solution. When you enrolled in the iOS public beta program, you installed a beta tester profile on your phone. That profile is what allows you to install non-release versions of iOS. The solution to your problem is just to get rid of it. And to do that, you just go to Settings, and then General, and then Profile. Once you're there, you'll see iOS Beta Software Profile. tap on the button below to delete it, enter your password to verify that it's you, and then you're done. Your phone will no longer download beta versions of the OS. The next time it updates, it will be to a released version.
Oh, so there's the fix. Just simply get rid of the thing that's called iOS beta software profile.
Yes.
All right.
But there's one problem, though.
Of course there is.
To a stable release.
Oh.
If you want to do that, you'll have to manually restore to the stable version with all that restoring entails.
Oh.
If you can hold off until the next release, you may be happier in the meantime. You may prefer to stick to the future betas so you can at least get some bug fixes between now and full release.
Yeah, that's true, because otherwise you're ending up with the instability that you're fighting right now. So maybe make sure, see if you get the 11.4, the new release, get that, then uninstall the beta stuff. So hopefully you got a public release and all's well.
Correct.
Joe, let us know. I hope we've been of some help there for you. Let us know if it works out for you. And stay tuned. Other listeners may have had similar situations, and they can share with us what they did to solve the problem. Meantime, we'll meet you and everyone at intotomorrow.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Years ago, the internet was an escape from the real world. Well, now the real world seems to be an escape from the internet. What do you think? I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
And I'm Eddie Palermo.
Coming up in a few minutes, we'll be chatting with Steve Grubbs. Well, Dave will be chatting with Steve Grubbs.
Yeah, you don't usually talk to the guests.
But I sit back and I listen intently.
Right.
Steve Grubbs, take notes.
Yeah,
he's the founder of Victory VR. They created middle school science curriculum in virtual reality.
Oh, very cool.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the OWC Envoy Pro X with Thunderbolt 3, the ultimate external SSD for photographers and videographers in need for ultra-fast and ultra-portable storage. Learn more at owcdigital.com.
Jump aboard the time machine.
You got mail.
Time to head into yesterday with This Week in Tech History.
History.
Here's Chris.
Chris's history. Oh.
I am?
No, well, history with Chris. Yeah.
Or it's my history.
Yeah,
nah,
it's not your history.
Anyway, this week, back in 1887, Herman Hollerith applied for a patent for the art of compiling statistics, which was his punched card calculator. He then went on to form the Tabulating Machine Company, one of the companies that would go on to become IBM. In 1896, this week, Henry Ford completed the Ford Quadricycle, his first gasoline-powered automobile, and gave it a successful test run. In 1965, this week, Sony unveiled its first consumer half-inch format helical scan VTR, or videotape recorder.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Is that to suggest what it was then used for? Anyway.
No, that's why they lost the beta wars, because they wouldn't allow that stuff.
That's true.
This videotape recorder was priced at just under $3,000.
Most illogical.
Especially because it was only in black and white.
Oh, jeez.
And this week in 1977, the Apple II, designed by Steve Wozniak, went on sale. It was one of the first successful personal computers. The machine sold for about $1,300, which would be the equivalent of about $5,000 today.
Wow.
That's our look back at This Week in Tech History, brought to you by IFA in Berlin, the global innovation show since 1924 for consumer tech and home appliances, and by IFA Next, the launchpad for innovations. Get more info at ifa-berlin.com.
And we will be giving you more info the first couple of weeks of September coming up this year. You want to stay tuned for that. Our 17th year broadcasting from IFA in the very cool city of Berlin, Germany. So do stay tuned for that.
Into tomorrow's favorite app of the week. What's your favorite app?
We know you have one. We know you have an app that you like to share with your family and friends. Maybe something by the water cooler. Hey, check this out. Have you seen this? Whatever. Maybe it's a new dating app. I don't know. Whatever the case, you want to share with us. We want to hear from you, and then we send you prizes for participating on the show. Meantime, I think Eddie has a favorite app these days that you're playing with. What might that be?
There is a new app that has been released from Music Radar, and they announced it's called a Synth Patch app that could be a vintage synth for all the music producers.
Okay, a synth.
A synth.
For those who don't know, I don't think you're talking about a Star Wars character or something.
Not at all.
What is a synth app?
A synthesizer is basically like a software instrument that allows you to manipulate sound.
Oh.
Right, right.
Like I just did. Oh. Okay.
Us children of the 80s are very familiar with synthesizers.
Okay. Yeah, I enjoyed some good synthesized music, but I didn't know if that's what a synth app did. Now I know.
Right, right. So, continuing. This app will allow you to map to Roland SH-101, Moog Model S, and Sequential Circuits Pro 1. This app supports recordings that could not be any easier to use. Even a baby could do this.
Okay.
Just make sure that the baby presses the correct keys when he's recording. This app will have future updates with additional synths and sharing functionality. And the sharing functionality pretty much means that you can import all your recordings into the computer and share it with your friends to collaborate.
Do you know how much the app costs?
The app right now is $3.99.
Okay, wow. So computer music, Music Radar, what's your favorite app? Let us know.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What's next? Rising inflation, drops in the dollar's value, some experts say another crash is coming. What will be left of your investments for your children and grandchildren? We know you can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins and an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. During periods of great volatility, precious metals regularly outperform stocks because they're a true wealth asset that have real value. During the three-year recovery period after the crash of 08, the Dow only went up 3.5%, while gold more than doubled in price. Call 855-662-6533 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation and build a true legacy for your family. Regain control of your financial destiny and call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-662-6533. That's 855-662-6533. As in any investment, the price of gold and silver may fluctuate over time and you could lose money. Check with financial and legal advisors.
Opening the information conduit all the way into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. Thanks very much for tuning into the program. And in advance, thank you very much for participating on the program. And not just because you're automatically going to win some of our cool Into Tomorrow Hot Summer Giveaway prizes, but that's reason enough to join us at any time at your convenience. 24/7, by the way, not just right now when you're hearing the show, if you've got a question or a comment or a digital dilemma we can help you solve, but anytime 24/7, jot down the following phone number, or even better, make a note to snag our free app. Just search those two words in your favorite app store, Into Tomorrow, and join us. Let us hear you on the program. Help for another listener, some of our most favorite calls. Maybe you just want to share what your favorite app is these days, or share some tech rage, whatever the case. You can do it the old-fashioned way as well. It still works well. I kind of hold your hand through the process with our interactive virtual assistant, if you will, our response system at 800-899-INTO. 1-800-899-4686. I'm doing nothing but hovering over the phone waiting to hear from you. So let us hear from you. By all means, join us on the program. Our next guest joins us to tell us about how they created middle school science curriculum in virtual reality. Oh, that got our attention. The founder of Victory VR is Steve Grubb. Steve, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you?
I'm great, Dave. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. Tell me, first of all, how you came up with this idea, and then let's get into what is the whole VR curriculum.
You know, I was looking. I used to be chairman of the House Education Committee in the legislature, and I looked at these ACT scores in kids, how they were scoring on science, and less than a third were reaching sort of this basic level. And there's a lot of emphasis on STEM, so I thought, you know, how could we really get kids to love science, to be immersed in science, to want to fight to be first in line to learn science rather than go to recess or lunch or gym. And once I tried virtual reality, a lot of people were talking about, you know, gaming. And I said, this is the perfect way to learn. And so from that moment in 2015, I began my effort to create a science curriculum in virtual reality.
Hmm. And we certainly know the importance. We talk about it on this show for over 22 years, the impact on STEM education in general and the importance of that, getting more students interested in science and tech in general and engineering and all the cool stuff. So I'm assuming then this is also what prompted you.
Yeah, it is. And there's obviously a lot of emphasis on it. My dad was a middle school teacher, and, you know, I can remember one of his great frustrations was he always had a few students that wanted to learn, but then there were others who just didn't have an interest in learning, and there's a lot of distractions, girls, boys, looking out the window, whatever the case may be. And so, you know, the thing about virtual reality is once you put on that headset, you are no longer in the classroom. You might be in the Redwoods Forest, or you might be at Kitty Hawk, or somewhere else, but you are distraction-free.
Mm. And isn't that cool? I mean, the fact that you can literally be immersed in whatever other area or place or time that you want to be to help you learn about what you're working on. I think that's amazing. Has anyone else done this, to your knowledge?
Well, there are plenty of people who are working in VR, but nobody has created curriculum. And so we've taken the next-gen science standards, which are national standards, not controversial, and 80% of American schools have now adopted them in whole or in part. And so we took those and line by line built the curriculum, 24 units, 120 unique virtual reality experiences based completely on those next-gen science standards.
Ah, very cool. Well, you mentioned, Steve, not controversial. So what would have been controversial to give our audience an idea as to the other end of that spectrum that you were not doing?
Well, it's not a matter of us, but, you know, there are a lot of national education standards, Common Core, that type of thing, that have been very controversial.
Yeah, true.
But for the most part, there are some areas of science that might be somewhat controversial related to, you know, evolution or reproduction. Mm-hmm. That Newton discovered or came up with the concept, the law of gravity. And I was talking with a education distributor in India today, and he said it's the same all over. In India, we talk about Newton. In the United States, you talk about Newton. And so what we did was we created a virtual reality 360-degree comic book about Newton's life and the fact that he figured out calculus and gravity and all of his various laws. And so when you put on that headset, you step into a room with these comic book panels all around you, and they're learning science.
So it truly is fun learning then, because if they're at all into comics, or at least the fact that it's considerably different than their normal curriculum, certainly, putting on that VR headset and turning around and reading the panels, but if they choose to go a different direction, literally and figuratively, they learn a little something different, I'm assuming.
Exactly. And we have another experience where kids are in an escape castle. And they enter the room, and suddenly they're deep in a castle, and there's a troll at the door.
Yeah.
The only way they get past the troll and are able to move into the next room, and they literally move room to room, they see the walls and all the cool things, is they have to answer a question correctly. And it's a timed question. And if they paid attention earlier in the comic book, then they have the answer to the question that makes the troll explode and he gets out of their way. Then they move into the next room, and finally they end out by the seashore if they get all the questions correct.
And, Steve, how is this then so much better than just listening to a lecture from a teacher or even watching on a screen the same information?
Yeah, well, in deference to my father, there's nothing as great as a school teacher. Having said that, I think supplementing the way kids learn, especially, you know, one of the things that we find if you watch sort of the progression of middle school boys is that's about the age they start dropping off off the education scale. And so, but they are heavily into gaming. So imagine they talk about four ways that you learn, the VARC theory, you know, visual, auditory, reading, and then interactive. Virtual reality is the first time in human history that all four of those experiences can be combined into one learning experience where they're reading, they're hearing, they're seeing, and then they actually get in this virtual world, get to manipulate objects or manipulate their way through a building or a science museum in a way where they're learning. So we combine the entire VARC model into one experience. And, you know, the early studies at Second Life showed that kids retain more when learning in virtual reality. And so that's exciting for us.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that in and of itself is reason enough to do it. And I'm assuming the reaction of the students has been very positive?
Well, so, yeah, they don't want to share. They don't want to keep the headsets on. And I get it. And the other thing is we created the first virtual reality learning management system for schools. So the teacher on their computer in the cloud assigns students a four-digit PIN code. After they've completed the five experiences within a unit, they go into the assessment. And so just using their head, no hands, nothing, just their head and their eyes, they do their four-digit PIN code, then they answer questions, and the results are saved into the cloud for the teachers to review.
Hmm. Cool. So they're doing their grading in the cloud even.
Exactly. And the results are saved in the cloud, and students do the assessment all in VR.
Oh, very cool. Where is this rolling out yet? And how can folks say, well, I want to be one of those students, or a parent say, I want my students to be involved in that? That sounds awesome.
Yeah, so victoryvr.biz, B-I-Z, that's our website where parents or schools can learn more.
So you can gather incredible amounts of information virtually and otherwise. Well, where do you see this going next, Steve? Obviously, in your mind, I would hope the same in every school ultimately.
Well, imagine not just middle school or high school, imagine college. So, you know, there's a great nursing shortage. What if you could learn, be in the room with a medical doctor and he says, hand me the scalpel. And in the virtual world, you're reaching down, handing him the scalpel and learning all the nuances of that equipment. Imagine that you're in a room and you're learning how to deal with patients and turning them at the right time and handling equipment. Clinicals are a big problem in the United States. And because of that, there's a huge opening in healthcare as well to educate students and improve how we deliver healthcare in the United States. So, you know, we're very excited about where it's going, and we think that, you know, we'll play our role in it, but there will be many other companies that play a large role as
well. Oh, sure. As well, you should be excited. And of course, now the obvious question, I kind of hear some listeners screaming in my head saying, is this going to ultimately replace teachers or just be an additional tool for them?
Yeah, you know, our theory is there's no replacement for a great teacher.
Good.
But we also know that if you are a middle school teacher, let's say you're teaching sixth grade, and you're not a science specialist, you're a generalist. Well, how do you really teach about cellular respiration? Well, put the VR headset on them, and a student literally steps into a room with a 10-foot-tall human cell. And when they stare at any part of that human cell, it rises out of the cell. And, you know, the Golgi and the nucleus, they rise out of the cell, and you hear this voice over, this voice of God, sort of a Dave Graveline voice saying,
well, thank you.
this is what this part of the cell does. And kids get to stand there next to a cell, and it's just amazing.
Oh, especially when they hear something like, this will be on your test. And it's like the voice of God saying, oh, I'll make a note. I better remember this. It's awesome. And Steve, kudos to you and your team. VictoryVR.biz. We'll get you there too when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. You've got to check out what he and his team are working on because there's some pretty cool stuff here. Check out their virtual reality science curriculum again at VictoryVR.biz. What a great name too, because it's very positive thinking website as well. Steve, we got to get you back and get an update as to how things are going and what you're doing, and glad to have you on.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Dave.
It's our pleasure. VictoryVR.biz. Check it out because you too will want it for your kids, your grandkids, yourselves, whatever the case. Intotomorrow.com is where we'll link you there. And, of course, you get information, all of our show notes, all the details. Sign up for our once-a-week free tech newsletter. I'm Dave Graveline. We continue on the Advanced Media Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. Call 1-800-958-6699. That's 1-800-958-6699. Again, 1-800-958-6699.
What smartphone products do you use around the house? What would you like to have that you don't currently? Well, use the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow apps or call us at the following phone number anytime, 24/7, and we'll address your digital dilemma. What would those numbers be, Eddie?
It would be 1-800-899-INTO-TOMORROW. That is
no, that's way too many digits. I think it's just 800-899-INTO.
Oh.
Because if you continue typing it, you could type out into tomorrow and it would still connect.
Sorry, yeah.
But that's way too many digits. So what would it be just numerically, do you think?
800-899-4686.
Ah, that makes sense. That makes sense. And either way, it's a lot of fun. And that voice was that of none other than Eddie Palermo. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet. High-speed satellite internet available wherever you live or work. Text the word radio to 35,000 for more information. Text radio to 35,000.
There you go. Nicholas in Malden, Massachusetts listens online. Hello, Nicholas.
Hi, I have a ZTE phone, and it's been in the news a lot lately. And supposedly China can spy on Americans using it. So are they spying on me using this phone?
Well, Nicholas, we don't know. We're not China. But seriously, that probably doesn't matter to you. It's something that you don't really have to care about. They may have the capacity to spy on you, but spying on millions of devices at once is certainly not very practical or likely, frankly.
Now, if you happen to get a job at Lockheed working on secret projects, or if you were involved in Apple's proprietary chip designs or anything like that that may benefit either the Chinese government or Chinese manufacturers, then they probably could. But there's very little to gain in spying on some guy's Netflix habits and text messages about how he's out of milk and his roommate should pick some up. There's a lot to gain, though, in spying on secret information.
Yeah, exactly. So unless you are involved in secret information, in which case, we won't tell anyone, then you probably don't have to worry.
Yeah, if you don't have any confidential information on your phone, then they may be able to spy on you, but they just probably don't care enough to do it.
Yes, exactly. And that's really the issue with not only ZTE, but Huawei, which was another company, Chinese company, and the concerns from our intelligence agencies, apparently all of them across the board, was that not only do they make sure that the U.S. military doesn't use any of their devices, but they highly recommended that Americans don't. So perhaps when you're ready to upgrade your phone, perhaps you won't consider ZTE or Huawei next time. if you have any concerns like that.
Although I know the Trump administration is trying to work with ZTE and come to an agreement. I know they're trying to get them to pay a $1-point-something-billion fine and change their board and then make commitments on privacy. And
buying American products to put in the phones,
right,
which if we're making them, we're hopefully not putting spy stuff on them. Unless they're going to China, in which case, well, anyway.
When in doubt, just buy something that says made in the USA.
Well, that's a problem because your iPhone isn't made in the USA.
No,
it's made in China.
It's designed.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Does that make you sleep nights?
No.
It's designed in the USA? Oh, boy. But I can understand not only Nicholas's concern, but other people's concerns. And if you have a Huawei or a ZTE phone, you got to wonder, well, gee, is there something in here that is somehow spying on me? Again, the chances are slim and none. And Slim's at the racetrack, so the chances are it's not a problem for you. So we're not suggesting panic or throw your Huawei ZTE phones in the lake. No, because then they'll be spying on the fish. But just perhaps you make a decision away from those companies if you have any doubt.
Right. I mean, the government has banned their employees from using them, but that's because they're government employees and sometimes will have sensitive information that can't be released.
Yeah. If you've got a question, a concern, a digital dilemma that we can help solve for you, we want to hear you. That's the key. We're predominantly radio, of course. We do get the occasional emails, and we'll share those questions and answers with you. But calling is what qualifies you for our great prizes, including all the cool stuff in our annual Into Tomorrow Hot Summer Giveaway. You don't want to miss a minute of that. So use the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow app if you're lucky enough to have Android or an older version of iOS. And soon, the newer versions of iOS will have our Into Tomorrow app as well. No pressure, but when will that be, Eddie? Like 10 minutes or so? No.
10 minutes, I'll be, at the end of the show today.
Oh, whoa. Okay, everyone, go to iTunes and download. It's not going to be ready that soon, but soon. Stay tuned and stand by. Or call this toll-free number, good from anywhere in North America, anytime.
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962.
Into Tomorrow continues. Erasmo at H, busy in the control room and other duties. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
And I'm Eddie Palermo. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by StreamGuys.com, providing the audio streaming for all 3 hours of Into Tomorrow via our website at IntoTomorrow.com and on our free Into Tomorrow app.
The cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway.
As promised, we keep telling you about the cool stuff that we've got literally piled up here in our studios that you can win when you call into the show. That's all. You don't have to answer goofy questions or submit nonsense things for a contest. All you need to do is participate on the show in any way, in any capacity, and you could win, for example, an Escort Max 360C. It's the first driver alert system for the connected car. It's worth $700.
That's from Cedar Electronics, and they sent us something else that is so new. We have it in the studio here, but it's so new their lawyer said we can't tell you about it yet.
Yes, that's true. We got to wait another week before it's officially released. We've already got them, and we'll be able to tell you about them next week. So do stay tuned.
And coming from Moto, we have a Jet Jack Ultra, world's smallest streaming drone.
Yeah, in fact, we've got a couple of those. If you like a little tiny drone that does really neat things, you might want to ask for that. So from SF Planet, a whole bunch of cool stuff, like a Fosspower Power Active Certified Rugged Water Resistant Power Bank. How about a Venna 6 Netic 360 Bike Phone Mount? Ooh, that's cool. Or a Fossman Dual Conductive Xbox Controller and Charger. We got a whole bunch of stuff and even more from Fossman.
From Ventev, several items, including a MagDock 360 Magnetic Car Mount for phones and a Wallport Quick Charge Enabled Wall Charger with two USB ports.
And all you need to do is call in and participate on Into Tomorrow.